नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विघ्नैराधि तं नये मां चरणान्तिके। टुडे आई हैव टोल्ड दैट आज हमने बतलाया था कि गुरु पाद पद्म की वीरा तिथि है, किंतु मैं देखता हूँ कि हिंदी भाषी बहुत दो एक आदमी हैं, ये मथुरा में सभा होने पर भी केवल दो चार आदमी हिंदी भाषी हैं। और आई सी दैट इन दिस असेंबली ओनली फोर फाइव आर हिंदी स्पीकिंग, अदरवाइज ऑल इज स्पीकिंग इंग्लिश इज स्पीकिंग, सो इट इज वेरी गुड। आई वॉन्ट टू स्पीक इन वन लैंग्वेज and that is why today we can speak in English only. Because no Hindi speaking, Bangla speaking also very, why they have not come I cannot say. Except that I'm sitting in anywhere in England or America or anywhere. But I'm very happy that our preaching was so successful that from all over world, from all countries, all has come for this parikrama. It is a good sign. Now we should be very enthusiastic to preach more everywhere. The mission of Swamiji, the mission of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada and my Gurudev, and to renew very beautiful scenery. This is Purnima decoration. Only white dress. आज उनके चरणों में जो और लोग हैं पुष्पांजलि देंगे, हम लोगों के गुरु भाइयों में से कोई है यहाँ जो कि बोलेंगे? सवेरे में हमारे निकुंज ब्रह्मचारी का भाषण तो अच्छा हुआ, किंतु कोई समझा कि नहीं समझा, क्योंकि बंगाली तो बहुत थोड़े से थे, किंतु बोला बहुत अच्छा। इनके जीवन में ये सब उतारें और ऐसे आदर्श बन जाएं तो मैं बहुत खुश हूँगा। केवल वाणी से नहीं होता, जीवन में उतारो। और तो कोई अभी है नहीं, तब रसानंद जी आरंभ करो संक्षेप में 10 मिनट। बहुत अच्छा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू टेल दिस that no doubt Bhaktivinoda Thakur was Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupanuga Guru. Understand what I am telling? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was really a Rupanuga Acharya, very exalted Vaishnava. He is called Saptam Goswami, no doubt. In his line, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur is situated in the line of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Kya karta hai? Any doubt in this that Prabhupada was in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Rupa Goswami. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has so many exalted high class of devotees, like so many, Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, who was sent by Srila Prabhupada in England. Goswami Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Goswami Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, our Guru Dev Swami Maharaj, also was disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Was there any difference of opinion between Swami Maharaj and my Gurudev and Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj or anything? Can you believe that? Was there any difference of opinion in them? Never. He sent all here and there to preach. Swami Maharaj, who took Harinam and Diksha, but actually he was not all time, full time in service of Swamiji, of Prabhupada, because he was householder, you know. But he was very near and dear to Srila Prabhupada. This is fact. But actually he could not have, he was not a renounce order or brahmachari. So he was far away externally from him, but near and dear internally. It is fact. But Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj, my Gurudev and others, internally and externally, especially my Gurudev, externally and whole internally, 24 hours serving Srila Prabhupada. Even he used to sleep in the house of, in the room of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada believed him so much that he used to abuse him. Dokala, murkha, foolish, so much things. It can be told only to those who are heart and soul with him. Sometimes I abuse Premananda Navin Subhananda. Navin so much. And he weeps and he becomes so puzzled, but very strong. I know that he will reconcile. But for others, when I abuse a little, they puzzle and they may go out of mud. So I used to have very careful for them. Now understand this position. So sometimes I do naturally, but after that I feel so much, but regret that why I told. But for them, I don't regret. To Premananda Navin and Subhananda, I always rebuke. Sometimes I do like this. So Prabhupada has so much near and dear he was, that he used to abuse sometimes. Dokla, you are murkha. Why you are not intelligent? You don't keep anything for you. Oh, they are so intelligent. My other disciples, they keep something in their pockets for them. Really, this is not abuse. What is this? High class of praising. Guru Maharaj never kept anything, a paisa, for his own. He has given his whole heart, everything. He was never separated from Srila Prabhupada. So, I think that he was more nearer to Srila Prabhupada. And that is why he selected Swamiji. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj selected that I should take sannyas from him. That is why his decision was. I think there was no difference of opinion between Swamiji and Gurudev. Was there? It may be from externally, in some point it may be, that he was grihastha and he was a renounced order. Always living with Prabhupada, and he externally in Allahabad, here, there, in Bengal. This was some difference, but externally this difference. So there was no difference of opinion internally. Now I am preaching here and there. Can anyone tell that I am difference of opinion from my Gurudev? Can any? Never. All appreciate me that you are preaching something that you have heard and learned from your Gurudev. Then, can you think that there may be any difference of opinion on me and in Swamiji? But there are so many persons who tell this, that, oh, you are not preaching in the line of Swamiji. But it is due to ignorant. No? Ignorant, they don't know ABCD of the aim and object of Srila Prabhupada Rupa Goswami. Swamiji never preached anything that he has not received from Srila Prabhupada. Same thing. He has translated Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, in the line of our Srila Prabhupada, in the vision of Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, Srila Jiva Goswami. So, like my Gurudev, Pujya Parsiddharma, all, they are in the same line. But those who are thinking that I am preaching some different from them, what it made me call? That they are ignorant, they don't know ABCD of that Swamiji wanted to preach. So I am not preaching anything else which Swamiji wanted to preach. He had translated the book of Rupa Goswami, Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had done nothing swatantra, independent. He was quite in the line and in the order of our Guru Parampara. But nowadays, those who are not realizing this fact, they are going to fall in. Falling. So, we are not of difference of opinion. Same thing. It may be, Swamiji has told in English, and my Gurudev and myself preaching in Hindi. Nothing different. Only difference of words and language it may be. But really, same thing. Secondly, one day, Gurudev was in Mayapur. Prabhupada told him, called him, my Gurudev. He told that a letter from your mother has come just now. And she is so sick that he may die at any time. And she has requested me that he should send you to go there and to see your mother. I want that you should go and see your mother. He ordered and then he came out of the room. Then in the evening or next day, he told any brahmachari that I have ordered Vinod Brahmachari to go to his mother. Has he gone or not? Search him whether he is here or anywhere. He searched and returned and told Prabhupada, Vinod Bihari is here. In a dark room, in the corner, he is sitting and chanting. Call him. And he was called. He asked, I told you to go to your mother and to see, she is so weak and she may die at any moment, and why you could not go? He replied, O Gurudev, I know that I am so fortunate to come to you, and you have initiated me. I know that I am part and parcel of Krishna. For lakhs and lakhs births, I am moving here and there. There are so many species. Now I have come in your lotus feet. If I am going to my mother, I was very much near and dear to my mother. He used to love me so much. So if she is dying and I will go there, and my mother will request that, I am dying. So after my death, you should be here and control and look after my home and everything. This is my last request to you. Then what should I do? Then I will have to be there and to serve and to be a household person. And thus my life will be ruined. I know. She is not my mother, actually. You are my father, mother and everything. I know. So I am fearing that if I will go and she will ask me to be there, then what to do? I cannot bear your separation. So I did not went there. Prabhupada could not answer anything. He saw that this brahmachari is telling all right. He is telling truth. So we have not come in this world to serve father, mother and all others. If they are somewhat uncool, favorable, we can serve. But guru, in lakhs and lakhs birth, we cannot have a guru. So he told that I have received you. So I don't want to waste my life. And that is, he could not go. We should also be like that. We should have no other requirement, no other desire other than serving Krishna. So he never went. When he came to Mayapur, Mayapur was called like Miyapur. Miyapur. At that time, there were so many burial grounds of Mohammedans where Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi is there. He was in charge of Mayapur. Prabhupada made him. And he was in charge there. He saw that there are so many burial grounds. What to do? He did not ask Srila Prabhupada. He knew that Prabhupada wants that this should be a very sacred place. There should be no burial ground or anything. But Prabhupada never told him. But he knew. And in a night, he took all the burial grounds, made it clear, and he took all the burial grounds and he gave it anywhere else. And he planted so big plants. Big mango trees, so many flowers, and so many things. And in the night he changed the situation. Made it like a garden. They complained in the court, court came and they saw and they inquired, they saw that, oh, it is not one day matter. Oh, the trees are from 3 or 4 or 5 years. So the case was dismissed in court. So trickily he did so. And then, and now it became Mayapur. He used to be in a kathal tree, jackfruit tree. And there, he used to sit on a chair. Silken shorts and dhoti, shantipuri, very fine. And a stick in his hand, like a jamindar. Jamindar means landlord. Age not very so much, only 18 years, 16 years. And used to control whole jamidari. Jamidari, you know? Property of Mayapur. Prabhupada was the landlord of Mayapur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has purchased. And he was landlord. So, landlordship he gave it to my Gurudev, and he used to control. At first, no one used to give one pais, but when Guru Maharaj took the charge, and all were bound to pay, he took one landlord of that Mohammedan, and he bounded him that he should come under his tool, table, and he told his chaprasi. Peon, that give 2-3 hunters. And he gave, and then at once his father, Madan, all came and paid. And so all was paid. So all used to tell, all Mohammedans, oh, these boys are so foolish. Oh, Srila Bhakti Siddhant is making them what? Using them from his, for his purpose. And he makes them like servant, use them. But after some time, he was so bold and strong that they knew that, no, by these boys, he's preaching in whole Bengal, whole India, and whole world. So he was so strong. Once Param Pujya Pad Narasimha Maharaj, his god brother. This is fact of Chinsura. Myself and Narasimha Maharaj went to anywhere to preach and collect for mat purpose in Sri Rampur. And we collected 300 rupees there. Whole day, night, for 10 or 15 days. And it was so big amount at that time, not very thin. Nowadays, if anyone gives me 10 lakh, 20 lakhs, nothing. But at that time, in a day, from morning to evening, I used to collect 7 rupees, and I used to give to Guru Maharaj, and he used to tell, oh, you. Never anyone has given like this. He used to tell to all, not to me, separately. But it was fact that at that time, to collect 7 rupees in a day, it was very hard, too hard. So he used to collect 7, sometimes 10, sometimes 5, and he was so much satisfied by that. So when we returned from collecting and preaching, then I gave 250 to Guru Maharaj. Oh, he became so happy. Oh, how much
Oh, so much you have collected. And he became so pleased. I told that we have collected, 300 rupees. Then where is the rest? I told that Pujyapada Narasimha Maharaj has kept that he will use again when we will go or for his own purpose. Then at once he called Narasimha Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj. He used to tell like this, Narasimha Maharaj, Narasimha Maharaj. And he came. How much you have collected? Oh, what I have collected, I have given to you. But Narayan, at that time I was Gaur Narayan. Gaur Narayan is telling that you have collected 300 rupees. Then he became very furious and returned back to his room and brought more 50 rupees and he gave like this. Then he took and he counted that it is 50 rupees. And then he called again and he told that now you can take. Then if you are going to bring me, then why you took it? Jadi tumi jadi diben tale nilen keno, mane why you took it and now you are giving? Oh, you don't know. The money coming from collection is very high class, very big poison. I know that all cannot digest. So you gave all the poison to me, but you are keeping 50 rupees, that is poison, and it will poison you. You have no power to digest. So I took it and I now refined it, and now you can. Otherwise, you must die by this poison. Nowadays, we don't do like this. And that is why all are going to hell. I know. Most of us, my Guru Bhais also, they do like this. And they are going to hell. That is why they are not progressing. From beginning, I used to do like my Gurudev. If it was somewhat less than our amount, I used to anyhow to lend, how to, and he complete and to give Gurudev. Still now I am doing so. What I am collecting here and there coming to me, I never keep a farthing paise to me. It is with always with Brajanath Prabhu and here there. And I took and getting here, there, not looking after like this. Here. In the service of my Gurudev. In Navadvip, here and there. In preaching, in book publishing. I know that this is poison. If I am not using in the service and not giving in the service of Gurudev, it will poison me. So never. And also, I am of my Gurudev, I have given my whole in their lotus feet. So I think that if I am using for my medicine, it is for them, that is I can serve. Otherwise I cannot serve. So he was so personal. So in these little things, there was so much shiksha, instructions. You know, that once he was making a temple in Navadvip. And when he was making some stairs in the altar there, he was in another mood. Myself and Muni Maharaj, who took sannyas with Swamiji. His age was as about 88 or 90 at that time. And he left his body at the age of 100. So he was there and myself there. He told to Sanatan Prabhu, Muni Maharaj, this stair will be ready. this stage will be step will be blue, and this stage will be this. Muni Maharaj could not understand. I told him very politely that there may be some idea to keep the three steps in three colors. Why for red? For whom this is reddish? Then he began to think and told. One black for Krishna. Second, yellow for Srimati Radhika. And then I told that for whom this red is. Then he became like in mood and he could not tell. Then I thought that this is for my Gurudev. For Vinod Manjari, a special sevika of Radha and Krishna. Once Narayan Prabhu, one of these disciples of my Gurudev, very dear, he asked, "Oh, what is your name of Swarup?" His face became reddish and he told, "Later on it will come out." And it came out. So many devotees used to think that Srila Prabhupada had never given manjariship to anyone. But he told to me that he has given to so many. Anyone can realize or not, but he has given to me, to someone else. He has given me Gopi Bhav. How? How? Gopi Bhavashraya. He has given. Our Guru Maharaj has also given to us, to me especially. So, otherwise, how it is that the name of the Srila Prabhupada is Nain Manjari, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kamal Manjari, how? So they are in this line, Rupanuga Vaishnava. So you should know that our Swarup is like that, who has come in this line, but we are not realizing. So when you will be qualified for this, then Guru made it. So I know from his activities, his moods, that he was not of this world, he was of Golok Vrindavan. In his Tattvashtakam, all have described it. What is the idea there? Idea is that even since Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told that gopis are lamenting for Krishna. Krishna has disappeared and all gopis are weeping and searching Krishna. But Rupa Goswami, what he wants? He wants that Krishna should search Srimati Radhika and serve Radhika. This is the main object of Rup Manjari's or Rati Manjari and all. So he was in that line and that is why I told that slok. What? Radha Chinta Nimeshena Jashakantirva Lopita Sri Krishna Charanam Bande Radha Lingita Vigraham. I have explained in this book, also in English and also in Hindi, that he was Manjari and that is why he has written that Srimati is their Ishwari. So Srimati should not lament. Krishna should lament. Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. Then Manjari will be happy. Lalita Vishakha in same frame as Krishna and Radhika. So both to say, like somewhat inclination to Radhika. And they are fully inclination towards Radhika. So he has written, he should search Radhika, he should search Radhika, and he should lament for Radhika, then they will be very happy. So in these slokas, in each sloka, he has given these ideas of the Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he was in that line actually. In his Mangala Arati, he had discovered the whole Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita. But it is very hard to know, very hard, how he has done. He was telling in the morning, Kusamita Sarovare Kamala Hoyo. A very deep meaning. And also what? Mangal Nishanta Lila, Mangala Uday. Also, Sumadhura Dhanikare Jato Sakhigan. Sakhigan, Sakhigan, both. Sakhi, Sakhigan, Sakhigan. Two meanings. Sakhigan. Here, Srimati Radhika and Lalita, they are doing. And also the birds also, they are also doing. Very deep meaning. In thousand and thousand births, you can realize all these things. So many things. In his Prabhupada, Arati, he has told so many things. Pancha Pradeep Dwara Arati. What is the meaning? Pancha Pradeep, Pancha Bhav, Dasya Sakya Vatsa, Dasya Sakya, Sakya and Vatsal. Especially in the middle, which is Gopi Bhav. By there, they are doing Arati. So many things are here. So, we could not understand at that time, but gradually hearing and meditating on his writings, I saw that how vast ocean of rush is there. He wanted to give us. So, he had told in Tulsi Parikrama, Mangala Rati, and he has produced so many Vaishnava Sahitya. Vaishnava Sahitya, Vaishnava literature. His own and also translation or he has published so many books. So he was really the associates of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada with him, they were associates of Gauri Chandra. So it has been told that Namo Ong Vishnu Padaya Acharya Singha Rupine. But we don't tell. We tell what? Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale or Gauru Prishthaya Bhutale. You use actually. Gauru Prishthaya Bhutale Shishamad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Iti Name. What is the meaning of Pragyan? Pragyan meaning not Gyan. Gyan means Tattva Gyan. But Pragyan, big Gyan, that is Prema Bhakti. So, this name was given to him by Srila Prabhupada in dream. And that was given again by Pujyapada Sridhar Maharaj. So, his name was this. And actually, he realized that his name was all right. He did Mayabad Jivani. A very special thing in Vaishnava literature. Those who will read this book, Mayabad Jivani, they will know who was Shankara, Shankaracharya, and his what theories were fully false. So he wrote this Mayabad. There are so many things. He has written so many literatures, but we have no time. now time is over, about 7, and Mangala Aarti will be done, and tomorrow we will be there. I want to do my class, morning class in Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math. So those who are here in night, they should also go to Vrindavan in morning or now after this class. And thus you should try to listen very carefully and to follow all these things. You should know that Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, we are not in other line. We want to give the same thing, but some are not realizing this, because they are not realizing this truth. So, I request my Gurudev, I request Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they should be merciful to sprinkle their mercy to you, that you should realize all these things and you should progress in Krishna Bhakti. And you should know the aim and object of preaching of Swamiji. Don't be in confusion. If you are doing so, this will be really the offering in their Lord. So I am praying them to bestow their mercy to you, that you should realize and you should advance and develop in Krishna consciousness. Gaur Premanande. There are not so many books, so I cannot give to, but after 5-6 days, after that, it will come from Delhi, I will give you and you can take. But I want to give to Shyamrani, Shanti, you should come. Because he has done so much service to this. And even she is doing. So thank you for this. And who more? To whom? Gyandas Prabhu. Really he make it so beautiful. So to
when Gyanadas Prabhu came in July, August, he said in August or July, Gyanadas Prabhu came and he wanted to do some very special service for Gurudev and all the Vaishnavas. And then he saw that this book is so dear to Gurudev and he decided, I will do my utmost best to get it published before the disappearance day of Srila Param Gurudev. So Gyanadas Prabhu has made a very special effort for the publishing of this book.
Tell for Prem Prayojan. I want to give it to Prem Prayojan. He has done the difficult translations. And he used to come to me and to others. And he has done so much. So I want to give. Today he is coming. Perhaps in the night or in morning he will come. And keep it for him. And we will give. Okay. You should keep it. And I will give to others, those who have, I will also give you, and so many in English. And I think, and I request all, that you should collect at least one book, this, and this will be your service to him. Because we can again use in publishing other books. So, Gaur Premanande.
Namo Mahavadanna.